The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
When you're out and about shopping Sunday, Saturday, you know, you tend to lose track of time. You get hungry. Where do you go? Obviously, you go to the basement or the highest floor of a shopping mall, right? Because that's where you see a Kopitiam food court. Well, Kopitiam food courts are a mainstay of many malls in Singapore. They've got more than 80 outlets island-wide. And the latest outlet that's been opened is located at Funan Mall's basement. And guess what? This outlet is taking e-payment to the next level with cryptocurrency. Currencies via the Kopitec system. So far, I believe Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as Creatium are accepted there. But how does this Kopitec system work? And how has the food court industry evolved in the last couple of years? Well, in the studio with me is the CEO of Kopitiam, Mr. Eldon Tan. Good morning and welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this whole cryptocurrency payment system that you started there. Why did you decide to go for this move?
Well, back in 2003, when we first started our stock value card system, we actually wanted to do something for the industry. So we thought we want to have a cashless dining environment for the industry and for the food court. So we started this stock value card system. So 15 years has passed. So this year we thought, well, we wanted to do something different. Thought of it and said, why not we do something that food court industry, people have not practiced it before, have not done it before. So we introduced the cryptocurrency into the food court operation.
And I have to say that I have seen over the past 15 years the stored value card system really evolve in the sense that it's really highly adopted. A lot of people use this stored value card, especially when I'm queuing up for like a drink or something like that. How long did it take for you to put all of this in motion? And by any chance, could you share with us the cost of putting it? It's only in Funan Mall right now, right?
Yes, that's right. Only in Funan Mall. Well, last year when the landlord informed us that they are going to bring forward the opening of Funan Mall, I was like, wow, how am I going to do it? I'm only left with less than a year. So I sat down with my guys. I said, hey, why not we think of something that is interesting and is at the forefront of the technology? So we say, well, are we going to put, a robot to prepare data rate? And that's not the things that we want to do. We think it is a bit of a passe. So we say, oh, why not we introduce something interesting called cryptocurrency? So in Funan, we have come up with a system that we really introduce self-payment kiosks, mainly self-payment kiosks in the food court.
Okay.
That is for the ordering system. And for the payment system, we implement a full suite of e-payment system, which include cryptocurrency. So you have the NETS, you have Kopitiam cards, you have credit card payments, and you have GrabPay, things like that.
Okay. Well, there's so many out there, so everything's kind of almost included.
That's right. Yeah, it's only the beginning, it's not the end.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's an evolution type of thing. Any chance you could share the cost that goes into this?
We spend about $500,000.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a big amount, but we are using this as a test bed, not only for us, but for NTUC as a whole, and also for the industry. We hope that this fire will catch on and more of our fellow operators will also do it. And then you become a trend in the food court industry.
How did the operators take to this idea when it was introduced at Funan? How did they feel about this whole cryptocurrency payment, Kopitiam, the Kopitec system?
For the last 1 week, when I was sitting down there, I tend to hear people walking past and say, hey, Kopitec, Kopitec. So it's interesting. And we wanted to do things like that is that we think that the food court industry has to evolve.
Right? Of course.
And we want to go towards cashless dining and things like that. You need to introduce a system that you have to train your tenants, the stockholders, as well as the customer. To our present surprise, we realized that the customers are very receptive to the new way of payment mode and a new way of ordering. It is the stockholders that we find a bit hard to
convince traditional,
them.
Right?
Yeah. They are still using traditional method by hearing, you know, listening to the orders. And now you ask them to look at the screen, call it the kitchen display system, to prepare the food. It's a big change and you really have to put in effort to educate them.
I've got a Kopitiam just below my block where I live. So I'm starting to imagine as you're talking about it, how will the stallholders handle this?
Precisely.
They're quite old, I mean, some of them, right?
That's right.
Eldon Tan, CEO of Kopitiam, in the studio with me. Let's talk about Kopitec. How does this system work exactly? Any chance you could share some specifics?
There are two groups of customers that come into our food court. The first group, we call it the newcomers. Mm-hmm. So when the newcomers come into the food court, they really want to browse through all the stores that are available in the food court. Mm-hmm. And there's another group of customers that are regulars. Mm. You know, people are working around the place. So we design a system that we put the self-service kiosks not only at the front of the food stores, but also at the common area. So the front of the stores, self-service kiosks, cater to the people who are browsing the stores. And when they see the store that they like to eat, they can straight away order their food from the self-service kiosk in front of the store.
Okay.
And for the regulars, they just need to sit at the table. We have the sticker on the table that have the QR code. Then we partner with Facebook Messenger. They can actually order by scanning the QR code. Or they can walk to the column that beside them. And there are self-service kiosks also from, we call it the common self-service kiosk, and they can order from there. So we can actually order and pay effortlessly in Funan Food Court, a new way of dining in the food court.
Yeah, you do away with long queues, and of course, there's less of a need to put tissue to chop the table as well.
That's right. And you have more time to chit-chat with your friends, because this part of the world, especially in Singapore, we love to have communal dining.
Correct.
We love to sit together with our colleagues, our friends, our families, and enjoy local food and international food. So it's interesting.
We forget that just because it's a kopitiam doesn't mean there's no dining experience. There is some kind of dining experience. Is there any chance you could share a little bit more about the usage? Any numbers of, you know, how many people or percentage of how many people that visit the food court at Funan are using crypto payment?
Presently, the cryptocurrency, the users are not many, is as expected. The customer are receptive to the idea of using self-service kiosks and to order their food, and also using e-payment to pay for their food. And cryptocurrency is part of this e-payment. Mm. Of course, we give 5% discounts to people using e-payment. But if you use our Kopitiam card, you still can join 10%. And cryptocurrency, the usage is not high at the moment.
Sure.
But it is our intention to attract this group of tech-savvy customers to come to our food court.
Sure.
Yeah, everything that we do, we want to make sure that, well, we add additional customers to the food court.
Do you see a challenge? I mean, and just focusing on the customer here, do you see a challenge in getting more people on board with the whole cryptocurrency? I mean, e-payments is easy enough. A lot of us are quite savvy in that. But going deeper into cryptocurrency, do you see any challenges getting customers to be on board with that idea or to take up the idea?
Yeah. Cryptocurrency is actually power and run by this technology called blockchain.
Yes.
And blockchain technology is something very interesting. I myself look into YouTube to learn a lot from the YouTube. So this blockchain technology is something that Kopitiam, we think that we should embrace it. And if there's anything that we can learn from it, we want to use it more in the food court operation. So cryptocurrency is the beginning. I think this group of users is quite sizable.
Okay.
Just that there are not many places that are offering payment by cryptocurrency.
Mm.
So over time, if the operators are willing to accept, then there'll be more and more people using cryptocurrency to pay.
We live in a world where everyone likes talking about brunch, you know, queue up 1 hour, and then by the time you sit down, essentially it's lunchtime already. Why make life difficult when you can just have set A, set B, set C at Kopitiam? I planned a joke all morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about your business model, Alden. You rent out your spaces, except the drink store, if I'm getting this right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. But the drink store, we are talking about a larger drink store. We have the dim sum, we have the dessert, and we have the fruit store.
Yeah,
within a bigger drink store.
Like one big sort of, you could go around the entire store and they have different segments, right? When you rent out your food stalls, is there a formula or a right way to pick out the stalls that you want to put in, say, an outlet?
Oh, yes. We call it the leasing team to go around Singapore to hunt for the people who want to join us. So any food court we want to open, we usually will look at the demographics of the area.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it's mainly an office area, then the food offering will be different from another food court that is in the heartland.
Sure.
Yeah. So these are the things that we have to do some study before we put in the stallholders.
And obviously price point will vary from location to location.
That's right.
Yeah. And speaking of price point, you know, there has been a rise in business costs over the years. If you could share with us, how much has it affected Kopitiam and stall tenants? How have you mitigated these issues?
I think the rising costs come from a few factors. Food cost is one of it. Rental cost is one of it.
Mm.
And in order to tackle this rising cost, we have to concentrate on things that we can help the tenants to be more productive.
Okay.
We can help them to look at ways to increase their sales. So things like that, we think of it every day.
Actually, I'm quite curious at this point, and only because I'm a frequent Kopitiam patron, do you guys, the management, sort of have guidelines or say for the tenants on how they should price their food? Or is it entirely like, okay, you guys decide as long as we approve you to be there?
Well, we always tell the tenant, don't price yourself out of the market.
Okay.
Whatever you want to price for food, there's always your competitors surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to look at your cost of the operation, cost of goods sold, we call it COGS, and price your food accordingly. But it depends very much on the location that you're in and the number of competitors that you have within the locality.
Okay. Yeah. NTUC Enterprises' acquisition of Kopitiam happened in late last year. Did the acquisition have any impact on Kopitiam as a whole? And if so, how have things changed?
I would say it's business as usual. For the past 6 months, having changed from a commercial outfit into a social enterprise, not much has changed,
okay,
except that the element of doing good for the society has increased. It doesn't mean that previously we don't do that. Percentage of doing good for the society has increased tremendously when you are now in as a social enterprise within the bigger framework of NTUC.
Sure, a little bit more focus on that now.
That's right.
Emphasis. Yeah. Alden Tan, CEO of Kopitiam, in the studio with me. Right now we're talking about the success of Kopitiam and the secret to their success, really. I want to go back about 10 and a half years when Kopitiam ventured into the fast food arena back in 2008. They brought in Wendy's. Unfortunately, didn't quite pan out as well as they hoped. It closed in 2015. What do you think were some of the lessons Kopitiam could have learned from this incident?
Wow, I didn't expect this question.
Oh, I'm sorry. That happens. No one warned you about that. Couple
that's
questions
okay.
Happen.
Yeah, always expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what my message is.
Okay.
When you go into a business venture like that, you have to expect the unexpected. In the QSR, the operation is very different from a food court operation.
Yeah.
The cost of goods sold, it is a very important element that I've learned in managing the QSR. So if I have a chance to go into this field again, definitely I've learned from this past experience. Yeah.
Yeah. You take the lessons and, you know,
that's right.
You can only improve, right?
That's right.
Earlier I joked about how we live in a world or we live in a society where everyone wants to queue and go for brunch, you know, you queue for 1 hour. By the time you eat, it's lunchtime. I can never get over this. But how does Kopitiam stay relevant in this arena where you've got all these cafes popping up offering you a latte at $7 or $8, price point aside? How does Kopitiam stay relevant?
I always think that in this part of the world, Southeast Asia, especially in Singapore, we love communal dining.
Mm.
And we love to sit together with our friends and our family and eat together. So this kind of culture, I don't think will go away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's will always be this food court that will be around in Singapore that give you that kind of environment where you can dine together.
Sure.
So to stay relevant, we have to evolve. We have to look at the things that are the newer trend.
Mm-hmm.
For example, no one expect the mala xiangguo can be so popular in the food court. 10 years ago, I don't think you can find any mala in the food court.
I know people get stomach ache from mala and still want to eat mala.
And for that matter, the Japanese and the Korean food are not popular also.
Yeah.
Back 10, 15 years ago, you hardly find a Japanese or Korean store in the food court.
Sure.
Yeah, but now,
it's everywhere.
After the Korean drama, everyone goes for Korean food or Japanese food.
And very quickly, can we wrap up with you sharing what do you think is the secret to Kopitiam's success all these years?
Concentration. Focus on what you want to do and work hard on it. That is the secret that I found.
Good old Asian values in that as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Alden Tan, CEO of Kopitiam, in the studio. Thank you. I wish you a good weekend in advance. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.